So I just talked about using trading skills to complement investing, and I labeled it the right way to do it or the good way to do it. Well, there's a bad way to do it too, and I think that's a lot more common. The bad way to do it would be getting into a trade for a short-term reason, and then all of a sudden, when it goes your way or when it doesn't go your way, you start thinking, oh, well, this is going to be a great investment. I better buy more because it went against me. Or, well, I'm not going to get out at my target because this thing's going to the moon. It's going to triple. I should have known better. And that's, you're changing what you're doing in the middle of the trade. It's not a good idea. It doesn't work well, and it's going to cause you a lot of frustration. You're going to second guess yourself. It's a beginning of you losing confidence in what you're doing. It really makes sense to differentiate ahead of time why you're doing what you're doing. So in the last recording, we talked about using those skills and kind of looking at it as two trades that you might have. You have to manage each trade. Even if you're buying the same amount of Tesla, you're buying, 100 shares for trading and 100 shares for investing. So you have 200 shares on. Each piece of it is a different trade, even though it's the same stock. So looking at that way ahead of time is okay. But when you start to go in and think, well, I'm going to move it on the fly, not so good. And that's been my experience. I think others would echo the same thing. You can try it for yourself, but it feels good to follow a plan and really trust what you've decided you're going to do. And when you start switching in the middle, you short circuit that, and it leads to a lack of confidence.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.